It is said that we humans use only about 10% of our brains. But what if someone was made capable of using 100%? This sounds like the concept for a fascinating sci-fi picture, doesn't it? Not so much with writer-director Luc Besson's new film, Lucy. Scarlett Johansson is the title character, a college girl studying in Taiwan. Immediately, she is captured by mobsters and made part of an experimental narcotics plot. They surgically insert her with a packet of mysterious powder to make her one of their drug dogs, I'm guessing. But when she is beaten by one of the captors, the powder releases into her body and things really begin to go wrong, with the characters and this whole movie. Lucy's brain power rapidly begins to increase, allowing her to instantly learn languages, read people's minds, and control movements. However, it seems like the smarter she gets, the dumber the action gets, as she races all around the world from these mobsters trying to destroy her. Of course, we need some kind of dumb explanation for how all of this could be possible, so we get Morgan Freeman, who seems to be taking any part he's offered these days, as a world-renowned biology professor. Scarlett Johansson seems to have been in strict sci-fi mode for over a year now. But while she was mesmerizing as a hyper-intelligent mobile voice in last year's Her, and as an extraterrestrial in last spring's Sleeper, Under the Skin, here she just seems lost. I have to admit, as bad as this movie was, it wasn't boring. I guess if one is looking for brainless action, it could work. And this weekend's box office receipts are already showing that it has. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.